Hey guys, welcome to Sunday Nights at Refuge, a community-focused Bible study that gathers weekly in our Common Ground Cafe. So grab a cup of coffee or tea and your Bible. By the way, you can connect with us on Instagram at Refuge Family. Now, our prayer is that Jesus would use this message to draw you closer to Him. So if you're ready, let's join tonight's study.
I was super excited because we have been going through the book of Philippians, and then I was like, oh my goodness, we don't even have to leave the book of Philippians to talk about Christmas. So we are going to be jumping in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. So Heavenly Father, we are excited to hear from you tonight. God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together as brothers and sisters, to lift up your name, to praise your name, and to celebrate your birth. God, I thank you so much for this time, and I thank you so much, just for this season, for this time of remembrance, this time of joy and meditation. So God, we thank you for your Son, and we thank you for the ability to come together, God. I pray, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So we are going to be in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5. Well, actually, I'll back up to the beginning of the chapter. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affliction and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not out only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man. During this time, during this Christmas season, during the time of Advent, I think it's good to just pause and to meditate and just to stew on the coming of the Christ, the God-man. It's absolutely baffling to me. Now, before I jump in, I do actually want to back up a little bit. When I talk about meditation or meditating on this, I'm not talking about Eastern meditation, which is more emptying one's mind of all thoughts. But I'm talking of Christian meditation, which instead of freeing your mind of all thoughts, you focus your mind on one thought. And so you'll see David throughout the Psalms talk about how he meditates on the word day and night. So spending time in meditation is good. And so when I talk about meditation, let's meditate on Christ and let's wholly turn our attention, wholly turn our affection toward Christ. Now imagine with me, as I'm sure you guys have, and I was super excited because Pastor Bill actually taught on this passage as well this morning. But the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God coming in flesh. You know, if I was to think about it, okay, so there, if I were God and I would come down and I needed to, send a message perhaps to people that I've created, how would I come down? How would I make sure that my message was heard? How would I make sure that, you know, hey, I am God and I need to let you know this? Well, I'd probably pick the center of the earth, and I'd probably pick a time where, you know, there's probably cameras or, you know, like, and I would probably put myself in probably the most esteemed of places, perhaps the United Nations or maybe a castle somewhere. And I would come as a man and I would do great and mighty things. But you see, that's not how Jesus came at all. Though he was equal with God, though he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man. So Jesus being God, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we have God, God the Father, God the Son. So God the Son is God in the flesh, and then God Spirit, Holy Spirit. So all three in one. So the physical manifestation of God, the physical interpretation of God comes down to earth in the form of not something great and powerful, but of something small and vulnerable. Not in a place of prestige, not in a place of great acclaim and great honor, but in a feeding trough, in a barn. It's baffling, the humility of Christ. It's incredible that though he was God, though he could come at any age, though, like, we're talking about the one who split time in half. We're talking about the one who walks on water, who this wind and the waves obey him. The one that holds the atoms together, the one that holds the universe in the palm of his hand. The one who speaks and the universe is created. Comes as a baby in the middle of Bethlehem to two poor parents. It's interesting, you read later on in, I believe it's Luke, that Mary and Joseph, they go to the temple and they go to provide a sacrifice, and it's a turtle dove, which essentially means they couldn't afford a lamb. So that puts them in, like, they couldn't afford very much at all. And so you have people who are extremely poor. There's no room in the inn. They can't even get a room. And this is supposed to be God. This is supposed to be the Savior, the Messiah, and they can't even get a room for him. They can't even get a bed for him. There's a feeding trough. And this is how the God of the universe, the Creator, the one that holds us together, the one that, the one who split time in half, this is how he chooses to come, humbly, beautifully, and definitely a completely different way than how I would think any great and mighty king would come. But it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting that Jesus made himself of no report and was lifted up on high. Let's keep reading. Actually, I'll go back to verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, and even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the Christmas message. This is the Easter message. This is the message of Revelation. Jesus Christ came as a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, as a servant. I went to Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa this morning, and one of my friends was being ordained over there. And as a token of being ordained as a pastor, they were given a rag. And this rag was a symbol to show, this is how you are supposed to be like Christ, a foot washer, making yourself of no report, simply serving. Jesus, because he's perfect, showed us perfectly what it meant to be a servant. Jesus made himself of no report. Being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Jesus was sinless. He was perfect. We know that the wages of sin is death. So all that sin, everyone that sins will die. Because that's what happens. We know that Adam and Eve were perfect in the garden. Adam and Eve fall. And therefore, through Adam, sin enters into the world. And Jesus, needing to be born of flesh, is immaculately conceived through Mary. So Jesus did not carry that sin lineage that came through Adam. He, being the second Adam, completely had the ability to sin, but still was sinless. See, in the Old Testament, and even even in the rules, even in the rules of this life, the wages of sin is death. And so if you committed a sin in the Old Testament, there was a way to atone for that sin, and that normally was through the sacrifice of an animal. It's interesting, these Christmas carols will sing them, and you know, they'll have it'll talk about Christ's blood. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute, that's kind of intense, hold on. But that's the rules of the game. When you sin, death is required, blood is required to be atoned for that sin. So because Jesus didn't sin, he didn't need to die. In fact, he wouldn't have died. Because he was perfect, because he was sinless. And so, like the sacrifices in the Old Testament, a perfect, spotless lamb, a lamb that had no broken bones, a lamb as white as snow, was sacrificed. Jesus, being a perfect man, being sinless, gave his life, spilt his blood for me, for us, for you. The God of heaven, the one that created all, the one that speaks and the universe is created, died for me, died for you, died for us. How could we not praise him? How could we not bend our knees? How could we not go, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come? It's not only a great honor, it's so much more. It's a miracle. It's literally a Christmas miracle. And so Jesus, being the reason for the season of Christmas, of Easter, and of his second return comes as a servant to die for us. And this is why we worship him. We didn't run to attain God. God came down for us. God, we thank you so much. God, we love you so much. I don't even know how to properly express it. I guess just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We love you so much, Jesus. We thank you for this time. May we love you with every essence of our being, our body, our soul, our spirit, our strength. May we fall more and more and more in love with you with every waking breath. We love you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds.